The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. Dr. Lona Duffy, Ciara Phelan and Dr. Pete Lund still with us. I just do want to mention that, look, we're getting a lot of texts from various people, vulnerable people concerned about going back to the office, and people with varying reasons as to why they are anxious about the reopening. One good point here that texter Joe makes is that it seems odd to me to hear society's open again. For parents of school and creche going kids, nothing has changed. COVID is rampant in schools, with kids having to stay home and isolate with close contact siblings unable to attend creche. And I think a lot of people with kids and with kids in school and stuff are still going to be very careful for another while, because even if they don't feel they're going to get very sick, they don't want it grinding through the house for 2 or 3 weeks.
Another reason to get your booster, because if you've had your booster, there you go.
Absolutely.
And I think that should be another big buy-in. If you get your booster and your household close contact, you won't have to restrict your movements.
So then, Alona, should we not let the teenager, your under 16s at the moment, can't get a booster? If they're eligible and their time has come, should we not let the younger teenagers get boosters as well, so that they don't have to isolate?
Well, most of them are still within the time frame that they wouldn't be due it, because remember, you have to be at least 3 months after your second dose.
But then they still effectively have to isolate for as long as somebody who has COVID. Isn't that bizarre? It's 7 days for them if they're not boosted, and 7 days for the person who actually has COVID.
Yeah, and it's funny, it's something I wonder about, because if you're still within the covered period of the 3 months after your second dose, surely it should be the same as being boosted, and it's only after 3 months that you'd have to go back to doing that. And just a reminder, when I say it, you don't have to restrict, you do have to do 3 antigen tests during that 7 days if you are a household close contact.
Oh, okay. And there's one other text I want to read from Noel, which is, he's saying, I hope we're not doing our version of Boris Johnson's Freedom Day a few months ago, because we all know how that ended. Well, Boris Johnson has not gone away, you know. His troubles are rumbling on this weekend. Dennis Staunton is London editor of the Irish Times. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Brendan.
Dennis, these people like to party. Stories floating around the last few days and again this morning of another party. And this one, the Holy Grail, I think, which they were looking for Chequers or Johnson's flat, his enemies were. This could be a party in Johnson's flat.
Yeah, the civil servant Sue Gray, who's a senior civil servant, she used to run a pub in Newry, but she's now really running this inquiry into what happened to all these parties. The reports today are that she's found another party, and this one was Boris Johnson's wife, Carrie, hosting various of her friends in the flat, the Downing Street flat. And the significance is that one of his excuses for all the other parties is either he didn't know about them, or when he was at them, he didn't realise it was a party, whereas this one was in his flat. So if it happened, and so that could be very dangerous for him.
Okay, so does it look now, I mean, we've been told there'll be nothing new in the Sue Gray report, it's just forensic detail and she'll just lay out the details. Does it look now increasingly as if it could be very damning though when it's all put down?
I think it could. I mean, I've always thought that even if you just wrote down everything we know already, it's pretty damning. But she knows more because she's got people's emails and her and text messages and testimony from all these people. So if she even just writes down what she knows, it's likely to be pretty damning. And she doesn't have to draw a conclusion in terms of whether he should go or not. That's a decision for Conservative MPs. And really, once she makes that, the report delivers it sometime in the next few days, he then goes to the House of Commons, and then he has to persuade his MPs that he shouldn't have to go. And they need 54 MPs to write a letter saying, let's have a vote of confidence in him as the leader. And then it goes ahead, and then he either wins it or loses it.
Yeah. And before we come to the conclusion of that process, just to sidestep for a second, this story about the bullying by party whips, which has been going on, and, you know, there's then suddenly has opened up this big discussion about how these whips operate, and like, there's a thin line between how politics is done and actual blackmail. Just explain all that to us.
So it started during the week when William Ragg, who's a Conservative MP, a committee chair, he said that he'd had reports of people, of MPs being bullied by quips in support of Boris Johnson, basically saying, if you keep speaking up against Boris Johnson, we're going to block funds for your constituency and we're going to also possibly smear you. And if, on the other hand, you support him, then we'll send you goodies to your constituency. And this unleashed a whole load of other revelations or accusations against the whips. And the latest is really damaging, and it's an MP called Nusrat Ghani, who was sacked as a junior transport minister a couple of years ago. And afterwards, when she asked one of the whips why this happened, he said, well, in Downing Street, there was a discussion of her Muslimness and that this was regarded as making people a bit uncomfortable, and she hadn't been supportive of the party enough in saying that there was no Islamophobia in the Conservative Party. So this has now blown up, and it's kind of exposed, as you say, the kind of the whole culture around how the whips kind of get their people into line.
Okay. Dennis, in a nutshell, time is against us. Will he survive this the next week?
I think if there's a vote of confidence, whatever happens, whether he wins it or loses, he's in trouble.
Okay. But it could be next week, but it could be under the waterline damage anyway as he goes on. Okay, Dennis Staunton, London editor of the Irish Times, thank you very much.